Well, thank you, Neil. Thanks for joining us so briskly. Well, so many positives there. What were some of the most pleasing things for you tonight?
We've come together as a squad. We've had four or five sessions together. We knew that it was going to be a really tough test today. You know, you're playing against a League Two, you know, a full-time football team. And we were a little bit worried that we hadn't done enough, probably, legwork. But, you know, the lads have applied themselves really well in the sessions. And they've bought in, you know, I said this when we signed them, they've bought into what the club's about. And I think, you know, to give an open account of themselves and, you know, running out winners 3-0 against the League team, that's a real big statement. And it's hard for me to pick anybody out because, you know, the 11 that started, the 8 changes, I think everyone played their part in it. And, you know, delighted it's a start. You know, and that's what we said, we needed to start. Didn't know how long it would take for them to gel, but, you know, there'll be ups and downs, but today I'm delighted.
This first 15, 20 minutes, a little bit tentative, but once the passing move started going up front, it looked...
Yeah, I think we waited for them to get into the game. I think maybe, you know, when you play against a pro side, you think they're going to have lots of ball, but we've got some real talent in that squad. And, you know, when we started getting on the ball and playing two touches and moving the ball around, you know, we showed what we can do. And, you know, I felt we deserved the lead. At half time, I think it could have been more. Mm-hmm. The keeper's made some great saves, even though Paddy's made a couple. And I think second half, we just grew in confidence. And, you know, they made changes, we made changes. But, you know, overall, I'm delighted.
In the second half, Donoghue seemed to start to boss the game, really. I mean, he looked good in the first half, don't get us wrong. But he really looked, his touch was great. He looked to have time. He looked composed. And looked like the summer had done him a lot of good. And obviously pre-season too.
I mean, I haven't heard what I thought about Mike Donoghue, you know, and for me, he's a little project for me. He was one of the four retained players. I know how much ability he's got. He's had severe ups and downs in his career, you know, Everton and Fleetwood, and then, you know, going out on non-league loan. And, he's kind of been around the football league team all his career, and then all of a sudden he finds himself in non-league football. And what I've said to Mike is that you'll get back where you need to be. You know, just come in here, enjoy your football, let us develop you, let us coach you, play in front of a club that, you know, that love you, and you know, go and express yourself. And he has, you know, he's put a bit of weight on. If you know, he's put a bit of weight, so he's looked after his diet, he's putting weight on in the right areas, so he's getting stronger. But he can play left, right, central, behind the front, man. He's a talent, isn't he? And, you know, he did great out there tonight.
And impressive the way the subs did just slide in. One could expect, you know, obviously lack of coherence, but the fresh legs seem to work really well.
I know it's only early and we haven't done a great deal of work on it, but we have worked on our shape in training, and, you know, we've talked about two players per position, and we've said, you know, you've got to have that relationship that if you come out of there, someone else goes in there, and we've got to play exactly the same way. And you saw that tonight, and, you know, two full-backs or two left-backs and four centre-halves, and, you know, it's just that understanding. And, you know, it'd be difficult keeping people happy, but we've got someone of 20, 21, and people, you know, people are going to get injured, people get suspended, people take the chances. I think, you know, we're down there, everyone's delighted with the start, and we just got to build on that.
And not mentioning two individuals, but we Dodd looked very good on the left-hand side defensively, and obviously was involved in the goal. I mean, he looks a real threat and a very complete sort of player for a left-back.
And, you know, the way I like to play. I like two hungry full-backs who will get out and play as wingers and go and join in. And I think in Ollie Crowley and Adam Dodd and Joycey and Salou, I think we've got that type of player. And, you know, we're not going to dwell on last season, but we've got that type of attacking player now. And then we've got lads in front of that, you know, in Linney and Rodney and Rainey comes on, Donoghue and Ennis, who like attacking football. So, you know, for me, that's what I want to play.
Speaking of Ennis, I mean, that skill, I mean, to the upper, it was literally virtually on the 18-yard line. Such a hard skill to get it over a wall and into the corner the way he did. Hugely skillful man.
He's a very, very talented player, and, you know, I was delighted with his attitude when he came in. He said, "I just want to show you. Don't talk to me about our deals. Let me show you what I can do. And if I'm in your plans come August the 17th, then I'm in your plans. And, you know, I can't ask any more of the kid. You know, he's been at the front of the running in pre-season. He's taken his chance tonight. He's done great, and he's very much part of this team, and he's a talent.
And goalkeepers really happy with that, yeah. Both double save at the end.
Yeah, great save from Brucey. Double save. I mean, Brucey's coming in. He's just got released from Burnley, and he's trying to find the club. I have said that Paddy. You know, Paddy's been one of our marquee signings of the summer. So, you know, I do need a someone to push Paddy and possibly replace him if he's not doing it. But, you know, so far so good. We look like we've got a real keeper in Paddy Wharton.
Yeah, definitely.
His distribution, his handling is excellent. Couple of good saves, and, you know, when you see that from Brucey coming in, he's doing his bit to get a deal. So, you know, if he carries on doing that, then we start talking to him.
Excellent. Well, congratulations. So, is it a training session on Thursday night?
Spotted one more player, Lewis Myers.
Got him fit.
He is, isn't he?
Fit, give him a programme over the summer. What he needed to do if he wanted to play for his team. Again, one of the four retained players. And, you know, you can see he does his danger work up there. He's a big, strong boy, left foot. He got his goal tonight from spinning and getting right areas. And that's our challenge to Lou now. Stay on top of your fitness. Still lose a bit more. You know, I've said that to Lou. But you know, you're very much part of this squad, and you know, he's a great number nine, isn't he? So yeah, train tomorrow, recovery session tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow.
Then, yeah, then we'll go home and pack, and we'll board the team coach to
Friday morning.
Why not? Great. So down to Enfield. So it's, you know, it's going to be a great bonding exercise, Enfield, yeah. And then lose, and then team night out Saturday, and then you know, maybe some memories will be made on the Saturday night, and keep us going for
all
the season.
Forgotten, probably.
So all forgotten. So good start.
Well, congratulations on a good start. Thank you. One swallow does not a summer make, but it's a great start, and it seems like you've assembled a very good squad of players.
Great.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks very much. Thank you.